Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Kempire is brought to you by
The Kempire After Dark: The Villain Era is finally here. Tickets have now gone on sale for Atlanta, Philadelphia, and New York City. Stay tuned for more announcements. But if you've been looking for an opportunity to meet me in person or hear me spill tea in person, this is your opportunity. We're coming back to City Winery in Philadelphia on July 10th, then Atlanta on August 5th, and then back here in New York City on September 12th. More information on tickets will be available in the description. And don't forget, the New York City show has an exclusive option for live stream. So get your tickets today.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
And this is your weekend update with Kempire here on the Kempire podcast. Yes, I said I wasn't going to do this every weekend, but I have a little bit of time. I thought it was going to be raining here in New York City, and it was cloudy and rainy, and I've gotten a lot done, and I got up really early this morning, and I was like, why am I up this early? So I was having like not an allergy attack, but I was stuffy for my allergies and things like that, and I took some allergy meds, and now I feel better. But you know, sometimes in the morning you wake up and you feel stuffy, and then by the time that it's midday, you don't feel anything. So who knows? Maybe it's the allergy meds working. I feel better now anyway. But I ended up getting up, meditating, and what else did I do this morning? Oh, some work stuff, answering emails. Then I went to get some blood work done, and now I'm back. And I did a video on Portia and Shamia's friendship. I'll include the audio here for you guys to hear it. The demise of Portia Williams and Shamia Morton's friendship continues, with Portia taking to Instagram and telling Shamia, "Don't talk about my mama." When did she talk about your mama? Well, apparently it's something that happens in this week's episode. But I honestly believe that this is just Portia's way of us not talking about Simon still being in ICE and possibly being escorted to his divorce proceedings by ICE. So this is a welcome distraction from talking about Diddy all week. If you missed all of our Diddy updates, we'll be returning to Atlanta on August 5th. But before that, we will be coming to Philly. The Kempire After Dark, The Villain Era live experience will be returning to Philly and Atlanta July 10th in Philadelphia, August 5th in Atlanta, and then back here in New York City on September 12th. All ticket information is now available, and a special ticket is available for the live stream for New York City's show. So be sure to check that out if you haven't already. But let's talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, because a lot of stuff is spilling out on social media. And sometimes I wonder if they're just doing this to drum up ratings, because as you know, the ratings have been sort of like up and down, both in the live ratings and in their demo. This week, it was sort of like in between. When it comes to their live ratings, it was like 500-something thousand. One of the biggest storylines is the fact that Portia talked about, "I should F Charles," Angela Oakley's husband, Charles Oakley. Sidebar, congratulations to the Knicks. Come on. I'm a New Yorker. Let's hope they can take it all the way, though. I try not to get too excited. Okay, but here we are. And mind you, if they do take it all the way, you know they're going to ask about this at the reunion. Charles, so how do you feel about the Knicks getting You can't go to Madison Square Garden. I mean, I think he can go, but he doesn't want to go. I heard he's still banned. I don't know. Anyway, I've digressed. All right, speaking of Shamia, Angela basically forgave, and I think she just wanted to move on with Portia. I don't think she forgave her, as you saw in last week's episode. She was like, I'm going to invite Portia to one of the properties that I'm selling, not my home, especially when you say that you would F my man. But she didn't forgive Shamia, and Shamia didn't understand why she didn't forgive her, because Shamia, you never apologize. So Shamia and Kelly on Shamia's YouTube channel is apologizing to Angela Oakley.
I always find humor in my pain, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it could be a little bit inappropriate. I think one of those times was where, you know, Angela was super upset about the fact that I laughed at Portia saying, if she keep on up with us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she said it, you know, it was funny to me, mm-hmm. like, right? But
the part of this conversation that I don't understand, she laughs to cover up her pain. What pain were you covering up in this particular moment? But okay, you say you found it funny. Okay.
Situations, circumstances, of course, no, let's not joke about it. Right. I'd never be like, yeah, right, yeah, right, rah, rah, go for it.
Right.
But that's just kind of how I deal with stuff. Like, I don't want to excuse it.
You know, so I do want to apologize to Angela for absolutely laughing at that. Now, this is how Britt said that. I said, I see Charles out all the time with another man.
Well, that's not what you said. One,
I did not say that.
That's not what you said.
I've known Charles for a long time from working with the NBA, mm-hmm. and I'd never met Angela. I'd already told Angela that myself at her at my birthday party that mm-hmm. I'd never met her. It was mm-hmm. great to finally meet her. So she over there doing what she do best, which is, you know, lie. And I owned up to what I did say. I talked about her fashion or whatever, but you know, to me that's light shade. They talk about my fashion. I get worse dressed. Whatever. I don't care. And I laughed at what Portia.
So that's what she has to say. And I think the timing of this video and apologies, I don't care what week they recorded this. Literally, on Watch What Happens Live, it felt like Shamia was doubling down on her non-apology to Angela on Andy Cohen's show. My thing is, though, at least on national television, not on your YouTube channel, on national television, the same way that you said what you said and laughed and made excuses for it, you should have said on Watch What Happens Live, I apologize to Angela. I shouldn't have said that. And maybe she did. I can't remember. But it felt like she doubled down on Watch What Happens Live. I can't remember. But I think what's happening now is because a lot of fans are supporting Angela and saying, yes, go Angela. I feel like these other housewives are now like, oh, yeah, Angela. Even Portia, you got me blocked, but I still see the things. Okay. Portia posted a picture of Angela wearing the lingerie from the Pampered by Portia event that they did on last week's episode. And she was like, a queen has risen. All of a sudden, now she's a queen? Very convenient. Again, you see how these housewives move. Angela, don't trust them. But Angela's smart. We don't have to worry about Angela. But speaking of Portia, so Portia and Shamia's friendship is a big hot topic now for the season. And on this week's episode, Shamia said something about Portia's mother because Portia took to Instagram to talk about this in some shape or form. And people are sort of like, what? What happened? What did she talk about your mama? What I do recall on The Breakfast Club, Shamia did say that their parents were best friends. And that's how they ultimately became friends and then best friends, because the parents were best friends. I'm assuming both those parents aren't friends anymore, especially with what Portia had to say. So let's take a look at this. So Portia says this on her Instagram, which she's now deleted. Yeah, I even get that information too, Portia. And shout out to all of you that were hitting me up, because y'all want to make sure that I know what Portia posted and deleted.
That is funny.
I appreciate all of you. And for citing your sources. All right, so Portia posted this and deleted it, saying, I'm just going to say this. I'm watching the new episode, Shamia Morton. Now, don't take it there. Don't imply ish about Diane Williams. That's her mother. I've been keeping it cute or quiet, and you can do and say what you want in me, I guess about me. But hear me when I say wrong road, talking about your mom. Okay, Portia, now, girl, were you lit when you posted this? Because the grammar is killing me. Talking about, well, your mom thought my mom was a friend, knowing goddamn well what what she did to my mom was highly egregious. What'd she do to your mom? See, you can't be posting stuff like this because someone needs to ask this for the reunion. What happened between Miss Diane and Mama Morton? Because remember, I clocked that tea when I was talking about this during the week that Shamia said on the Breakfast Club that Mama Morton and Miss Diane used to be friends. She didn't say used to be. She said were friends. I said, what were? Oh, what happened? So now Portia is saying whatever happened between Miss Diane and Mama Morton, she's saying that Mama Morton did something egregious to Miss Diane. I'm never team anyone, but based on behavior of what I've seen of everyone, I'm on Mama Morton's side.
Yup.
She looks so unproblematic, but those be the ones. But she seems so unproblematic. You remember what we saw? Again, we're watching an edited show. I always got to put that disclaimer in. What we saw, Miss Diane taking a cheap shot at Shamia. And I was like, that was interesting comment to make about Shamia, someone that's been Portia's friend for so long and has been blindly loyal to her. To a fault. Portia's saying that Mama Morton did something egregious, highly egregious. Again, Portia, I believe that you're just trying to distract us, but we'll get to that in a second. She says, knowing goddamn well what she did to my mom was highly egregious. My thing is, though, have you both been holding in all of this animosity for so long? Like, you guys have been friends hanging out. It's not like you have been casual friends. You guys have referred to each other as best friends. She says, don't do it. Keep playing victim. And that BS, don't F with my mom. Okay. We, the audience, don't know. So she's now deleted this post. Okay. And I got to see it, Portia. But I believe Portia's trying to distract. And I've been saying this. I told you, I don't know if on Shamia's side, it's for a storyline. I really believe that this is Portia. She's going to drag it out. She's going to believe anyone over her best friend so she can make this her storyline because she wants to distract from talking about the Simon of it all and because she can't talk about the Simon of it all for whatever legal reasons or because she has nothing else to talk about. Honestly, though, Portia, if we were to be honest with you, even if Simon were your husband right now, that would have reminded us of Portia's family of lies, and that was cringy to watch.
Hell no.
We're supposed to be watching you living your best life, kissing up on Simon. Simon Gobadia. Really? Okay. I can't imagine that would have been entertaining, but I guess for you, it would have been like, oh, I'm the housewife, I'm the star, I have the $1 million home, and I have the husband, blah, 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 blah. It makes me wonder if she didn't get this divorce or file for divorce, what would we be seeing this season? But I also think she's trying to distract because she wants to put this story out there also to drum up those ratings. It's a triple fold here. Distract from not having a storyline, distract from Simon being in the blogs this week in regards to Ice and their divorce. And also to drum up ratings. The ratings have been lackluster, and I know Peacock and Bravo will come out, but the streaming numbers are phenomenal. I don't know if they're phenomenal. Again, we don't have anything to confirm that, okay, besides your story that you'll leak to the People magazine. So In Touch Weekly writes this in regards to Simon, the update, because a lot of people have been asking, where is Simon? Is he still detained by ICE? Andy Cohen even asked Portia that the other day. And I told you guys, if Simon were out and free, we would know.
What?
He would be on social media. I was like, he is still detained. So In Touch says, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams' estranged husband, Simon Gobadia, remains locked up in an ICE detention center and may be taken to an upcoming divorce hearing by federal agents. In Touch can exclusively report. On May 1st, the judge presiding over signed before getting hitched. A hearing on the motion was scheduled to take place on April 30th. Portia and her attorney appeared for the hearing, but Simon, who's 60, was, quote, unable to appear due to his current detention by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A couple of days before the hearing, Simon's lawyer asked the court to postpone the matter due to the businessman being detained. Simon's lawyer argued the motion to enforce the prenuptial agreement is a substantive motion that requires findings of fact by this court. The outcome of the motion will also have substantial effect on how the remainder of the divorce case proceeds, as it may be a dispositive of some of the issues and the result in litigation on others. In the recent court order, the judge noted counsels for Simon indicate that the ICE agency has advised that upon receiving a production order, arrangements will be made to transport Simon to physically appear in court at the Fulton County Courthouse. Wow. The judge granted Simon's request for a continuance and set the matter for June 11th. The order instructed Simon's lawyer to draft a proposed production order, which would tell ICE to bring Simon to the upcoming hearing for him to sign. So could he fight it at that point, or is he just going to come and be like, okay, I'm here, I got to sign? The court noted that if Simon is released from ICE custody prior to June 11th and is unable to physically attend the hearing in person, Simon should provide this court with as much advance notice as possible to allow this court to make arrangements for the hearing to occur via remote proceedings. Also, they're saying if he's released by ICE, meaning that they send him back to Nigeria. And the parties and counsel may attend the hearing remotely. So that's just the only resolution for Simon. So the reason why Simon is still detained is why? Is he fighting to stay in the country? He probably is. He's been fighting for many years at this particular point. A source close to Simon tells In Touch the businessman remains locked up in an ICE detention center. The source said that he was expected to be released a couple of weeks ago, but still has yet to be. That whole situation is a mess, and I'm sure anyone that's been set to be released, everything's been pushed back because ICE has been just snatching up people, like actual citizens and actual people that are here legally. As In Touch previously reported, Portia filed for divorce in February of 2024 after 15 months of marriage. Simon opposed the prenup being enforced. He argued Portia made misrepresentations during the prenup negotiations. Simon's lawyer argued the wife failed to disclose that she would return to employment of the Real Housewives of Atlanta as a cast member instead of disclosing this material fact. But didn't she make this announcement literally while they were still together? And she said in a video that, who said that Portia Williams is returning? Portia Gobadia? Is or something like that. I can't remember what she said, but she did a video. I remember she was wearing like something yellow. They said the wife made it very clear to the husband and the public that she was leaving the television show and not returning. The husband relied on the representations or misrepresentations his wife made to him during their engagement, the negotiation phase, and at the time that the parties signed the prenuptial agreement. The attorney continued, but for the wife's misrepresentations to the husband about leaving and not returning to RHOA as a cast member, the husband would not have signed off on the prenuptial agreement terms that requires him to pay a substantial financial obligation to the wife, totaling over hundreds of thousands of dollars, and terms that require him to split the equity of his $7 million home. So that's the issue for Simon, because I think Simon clearly knew she was returning. He was okay with her returning. I think the big issue is if they enforce the prenuptial agreement, he's going to have to pay her a lot of money and equity of half of this $7 million home. So they said that he would have to split the equity of the $7 million premarital home, the marital residence with the wife, and pay significant debts and expenses for the wife's benefit. For her part, Portia scoffed at his accusation. She also slammed Simon for the delays in the divorce. Her lawyer noted, "Husband's detention by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is a direct result of his attempt to illegally enter the United States. This detention is foreseeable legal consequence of his actions and not an act of divine intervention as claimed." And she probably could also say that he defrauded her, because literally him being in ICE now, everyone else that's in ICE, I can't speak for, but based off his history, he's defrauded the U.S. government for a while now. So I can see a judge saying, well, you defrauded the U.S. government. Why would I think that you didn't defraud your current wife? The detention is a foreseeable legal consequence of his actions and not an act of divine intervention as claimed. Wife has vocalized her concerns about husband's questionable immigration status throughout this litigation, and husband was fully aware of his longstanding immigration challenges, including multiple denials of his citizenship requests. Given this history, husband should have foreseen the possibility of detention and is solely responsible for the consequences of his actions. Well, it looks like June is going to be a very interesting month, and not only with the Diddy of it all, but just a lot of things happening. The return to the Real Housewives of Miami is happening in June. This court case is happening in June. Chris Brown, his court case in the UK is happening. They're holding him in detention. Well, not detention. They're holding him in jail for the foreseeable future until his court date on June 13th. He has tour dates on June 15th, 16th, but he's there early to prepare for the stadium tour. It's a mess. It's a mess. And Portia, I still got to see the information and I'm not distracted. We can cover it all. We can cover the issues with you and your friend, Shamia. We can cover RHOA and we can cover your divorce and your estranged husband being still detained by ICE and your divorce that's coming up and him coming to sign a divorce document by ICE, being escorted by ICE. We can do it all. We're multitaskers over here. Guys, as always, I want to know your reaction to what Shamia had to say about the Angela of it all, what Portia has to say about her friendship with Shamia, and Simon Gobadia is still detained by ICE and will be escorted by ICE officials to sign his divorce papers. I did want to talk about a few other things, some other things that are spilling over from the Diddy trial. So I'll talk about that. And if you missed it, I did a day one, day two, day three, day four, and day five recap. And it's just a summary. It's not every single detail. And I know some of you prefer that because if I really covered every single detail and was online for hours, first of all, that would drain the hell out of me. And I do not want to do that. I do actually have a life outside of work. So I don't want to invest. And also, it's a very dark topic. Is very similar to the Johnny Depp situation in regards to like just a dark energy around it. However, I feel like it's a way darker than the Johnny Depp of it all. And I even said then I didn't want to cover for hours, be on live covering Johnny Depp in this the situation with his ex. This is just week one and I'm pacing myself. You all are asking, how am I taking care of myself during this time? It's pacing myself. It's setting boundaries in regards to how I want to cover this. And just sort of setting up my own workflow and then adding a little mix of fun stuff to cover and talk about in between. And I'm not really doing a lot of short form recaps of the Diddy trial. I have done some this week, like things that have stood out. I will talk about that. It's, you know, it's just sidebar commentary in regards to the Diddy trial. But for the most part, if you're looking for a full recap of what's going on in regards to the Diddy trial, I am covering it on my YouTube channel. And for those that are listening here on the podcast, well, those of you listening on the podcast, this is exclusively on the podcast, the weekend update. Yep, I'm not doing the weekend update anywhere else. Yes, if you follow me on YouTube, you can get the audio there maybe like a few hours later or something like that. But yeah, even that though, that's meant for YouTube's podcast. For those that are like, oh, we'd like to see your face. Well, you do see my face plenty. But the content that's coming up there on YouTube is for the podcast version of what YouTube has set up as their podcast. Because before, I think they used to put their podcast on YouTube Music, but now I believe they've set it up intertwined into the YouTube app. I don't know, but what I do know is that what I post here ends up in the podcast there. Okay? All right. So let's get into your weekend update, because there's a few stories that I want to talk about, including Chris Brown, Justin Bieber. Since we were talking about, you know, okay, well, we'll start off with the Diddy of it all. So here are some of my takeaways before I get into what Justin Bieber is saying when it comes to Diddy and him being a victim. There's been a lot of things dispelled, but also confirmed in Cassie's testimony this week. And some of the things were the whole baby oil being laced with some sort of drug. She said that's not true. She did confirm, though, the Jonathan Oddi. So for those that don't realize who Jonathan Oddi is, I had to really go and dig into my YouTube channel because I think I did end up putting him in the title. But I had just did a video about him, I think it was last year. Like, it all falls together. It could have been last year, could have been 2023. But people had already been talking about Jonathan Oddi and his, not testimony, but when he was being interrogated, his interrogation by investigators, he had some really interesting things to say, but no one took him seriously because this is the same man that went into Mar-a-Lago and was using pow, pow, pows and whatnot. So that no one took him seriously until Cassie Ventura, under oath, says that he must have had a freak off tape and she was trying to get it, and Diddy must have paid him off. And reportedly, there was some sort of NDA that came out recently in regards to him signing it, and it was like $5 million. He spoke to News Nation, Jonathan Oddi, this week after his name was brought up. He says he feels vindicated. Mind you, he's in jail as we speak. So I don't think he's 100% innocent in regards to this, but it seems as if his claims of being a sex slave for Diddy and Cassie, and he also said that some other rappers were gay. He also said that he heard a lot of business with Diddy. So somewhere in between of what everything that he was saying is true. He even brought up the Illuminati and says that Diddy was part of a sector of the Illuminati called the Boule. Apparently, the Boule is actually a real thing, but I don't know if it's associated with the Illuminati. So I don't know what's true and what's not true. That's the thing about some of this. You know, when we talk about the Jaguar right of it all, I believe that there's some things that she says that is true. But I also believe that some of it, when you start seeing money and fame, that starts motivating people to start exaggerating, you know, adding a little more sauce on a situation. So then there's that. Dawn Richard was like the last one, not like she was the last one to testify yesterday. However, she's going to have to go back on Monday, which is kind of crazy to me. They literally had her go up there and testify. And she, honestly, just when things were getting like interesting, the judge was like, yeah, so today's over, because he's keeping a strict time. And I think that's not just because he wants to go home. I think it's because he's thinking of the jurors. He's thinking about their time. They're there from early in the morning. This is a very heavy case, heavy topic, heavy trauma that could be, even when you're hearing it, even though you haven't gone through it, it can be traumatic to hear. And the judge was like, okay, you guys don't go watch the news, go home, go watch, you know, the Knicks or something like that. So he cuts off Dawn Richard in her testimony. But let's talk about Dawn Richard's testimony, because I talked about it briefly in our summary of day five. And I just want to clarify a little bit more detail as to what she said. So she, although in her lawsuit, she talked about witnessing Diddy punch Cassie in the stomach, along with Kalena being there, along with music executives being there. This was in her civil lawsuit. But when she got on the stand, I'm sure come Monday, they're going to talk more about some of the other times that she's seen, because under oath, she said that she saw Diddy abuse Cassie often. Those are her words, often. So she says on this particular time, they were at Diddy's LA home, and Diddy came down the stairs yelling and saying, "Where's my food?" or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Please understand I'm paraphrasing. And he waved a black skillet with eggs at Cassie, and basically was kicking her and choking her. And they went upstairs, and all she could hear was glass breaking. She then says the next day in the studio, Diddy locked the door, if I remember correctly. And he said he's told them, you know, this is what happens. And okay, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact quote. Basically, he blamed.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade.
This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
What they saw the night before, both Kalena and Dawn, Dawn says Kalena was there, because remember they did Diddy Dirty Money, that group. And he says, you know, this is passion and love and et cetera, et cetera. And basically says, okay, I can't remember exactly what he said. However, what he says was that, you know, people end up going missing, people that go up against him. So, and then he gave them flowers. What, sir? And this is what I've said. And, you know, there are some Diddy defenders. I just saw a video where there were people outside the court with Free Diddy on it. But what we heard, according to this video, was the fact that these people that were in the Free Diddy of it all, and some of them looked homeless, they were getting paid $20 an hour to be out there. This goes back to what people have been saying about Diddy. He might be behind bars, but he's still pulling the strings out here in the media. He's still pulling the strings out here in these streets. Speaking of pulling strings, they're claiming, the prosecution is accusing the defense of trying to cause or triggering a mistrial, because they seemingly were dragging out the questioning of Cassie Ventura. Even the judge is listening to the questioning at the end of day four. He's just like, you guys got to speed this up. You only have her until this particular amount of time. They did not want Cassie to come in on Monday, because she's 8.5 months pregnant. She could give birth over the weekend. And they felt, the defense and Diddy, who's very active in the trial, according to reports, he's writing all kinds of notes and he's passing it to his attorneys. He's whispering to his attorneys as Cassie is testifying. So they're accusing them of trying to drag this out so that Cassie would have to come on Monday. The judge was like, he's not hearing that. He was dead set on having Cassie leave on Friday. And he has that right as the judge, according to my research when it comes to how these things are handled. But some legal minds have said that, you know, this really falls in the prosecution. You knew your client would be 8.5 months pregnant at the time of the trial. So maybe they should have called her up a little bit later. I'm happy for Cassie that she was able to testify, that she was able to get this over with, and that she's able to now move on with her life. One of the other things that we found out in regards to this case, there were a lot of celebrities named in this, not as doing anything, but they were just in these circles. People saw things. And I'm sure there were plenty of people that saw him be physically abusive to Cassie. And this goes back to what I've been saying, is that Cassie cannot be the only one. You're not telling me that this man wreaked this much havoc and it was just Cassie. Clearly it wasn't. Dawn is talking about it as well. And I'm sure they're going to have other people talk about this. So I'm happy that Cassie was able to speak her truth. Now she'd be very much relieved. As I said before, so many things were revealed. And the other thing that we didn't know, first of all, the actual number that Cassie got from her settlement with Diddy was $20 million. The $30 million might be because she's literally in the middle of negotiations with the Intercontinental Hotel, because they didn't protect her either. So they were sued. And although there was some mix-up, you know, when everyone reporting, oh, Cassie lied under oath in regards to the amount that she received, it's because she has not received anything yet. They're in the middle of negotiations, and apparently she's supposed to get like an eight-figure settlement from Intercontinental Hotel. I mean, I'm happy for Cassie, because look, at the end of the day, $30 million with the amount of trauma, literally, she talked about in 2023 that she wanted to take her life. Like, this is recent. And she's gone through a lot of therapy for what she went through with Diddy. Can you even imagine? I know a lot of people want to say, oh, she was an equal participant, blah, blah, blah. Why did she stay? I don't understand why you guys say that. Because if we put it into the circumstances of your life and you stay in situations, and I'm not even just talking about physical abuse, you stay in abusive work situations and you don't understand why Cassie stayed, when you're talking about there are men. There are men that are fearful of Diddy. She's talking about Diddy getting out of stopping a freak off to go to meet up with Suge Knight and what, take him out? So if he would do that with Suge Knight, who's got the streets fearful, why wouldn't she be fearful? But again, I refuse to fight and argue this case with anyone. I'm not saying that poor choices were made with Cassie. She definitely made poor choices, but at the same time, she was 20-something years old. Some of y'all, not y'all, I'm making a face. Some of y'all are making poor choices at 40 and 50, so save me on that. I always have to remind people, because I know people, you know, and not necessarily like know them personally, but I know of stories. I see people's bad behavior on social media. And like, y'all sitting here trying to be all high and mighty when it comes to Cassie, but y'all living y'all lives probably worse. And I wish better for you. You know who I wish better for as well? Tory Lanez. Oh, God. I'm not going to even go through the details in regards to this, but for those that may have missed it, he apparently, allegedly, I'm just going to say allegedly because I haven't seen him, was stabbed in jail by someone that's serving life. And apparently he's also now, you know, spilling the beans. I don't understand why he has internet access or social media access and you're in jail. He's basically going to, there's evidence that was suppressed in the Megan Thee Stallion of it all case. I am so tired of this, and I can only imagine how tired Megan Thee Stallion has to be of this. And this is why she's suing, saying that he's still harassing her, because he's still harassing us even from behind bars. You know, my rule is like, when you're behind bars, Diddy's an exception because he hasn't been officially convicted yet. But once you're behind bars, that's where I'm going to keep you, behind bars. You get a timeout from my attention here out in the free world. So that's why I really do not report a lot on the Tory Lanez of it all. But there's still people like Chris Brown saying free Tory. We'll get back to that. Okay, let me get back. I just want to mention, speaking of Cassie, in regards to this being her final time on the stand, and this was the only statement that we got from Alex Fine and Cassie. And this is what Alex Fine, her husband and the father of her children, through their attorney, released this statement. He says, "Over the past 5 days, the world has gotten to witness the strength and bravery of my wife, freeing herself of her past. There has been speculation online surrounding how it must feel for me to sit there and listen to my wife's testimony. I have felt so many things sitting there. I have felt tremendous pride and overwhelming love for Cass. I have felt profound anger that she has been subjected to sitting in front of a person who tried to break her. So to him and all of those who helped him along the way, please know this, you did not. You did not break her spirit nor her smile that lights up every room. You did not break the souls of a mother who gives the best hugs and plays the silliest games with our little girls. You did not break the woman who has made me a better man." I think this is beautiful. My gosh, Cassie, I hope you read this statement. "I did not save Cassie, as some have said. To say that is an insult to the years of painful work my wife has done to save herself. Cassie saved Cassie. She alone broke free from abuse, coercion, violence, and threats. She did the work of fighting the demons that only a demon himself could have done to her. All I have done is love her as she has loved me. Her life is now surrounded by love, laughter, and our family. This horrific chapter is forever put behind us, and we will not be making additional statements. We appreciate all of the love and support we have received, and we ask that you respect our privacy as we welcome our son into a world that is now safer because of his mom." Come on now. I love this statement. If you follow me on Instagram, I read the statement for the first time last night on Instagram Live, and I said, this was such a beautiful statement. And everyone has said, like, I don't understand how he's been able to sit through that. And he's, according to witnesses that were in the court, they said that he made a few glares at Diddy during this. And he's taken some shots at Diddy on social media. I hope this final statement is their final time ever addressing it on social media, in statements, whatever. Go live your best life. Cassie, you deserve it. You went through a lot. You went through a lot. I don't care what anyone says. And you are very brave. Eight and a half months pregnant on the stand, facing your abuser, you are brave. And for those that don't understand, she was subpoenaed by the Southern District of New York. She had to show up. And a reminder, she's not on trial here. Diddy is. And again, if she didn't show up, they would have arrested her for not showing up. And she is one of their star witnesses. Apparently, there are more. There are more. And we're going to continue to follow this. Be sure to follow us on YouTube for minute by minute, not literally, but more of our updates this week coming up for week two of the Diddy trial. But since we were talking about Tory Lanez and then we were talking about Chris Brown, Chris Brown took to social media this past week and said, "Free Tory." So did Drake. Drake, you might want to see Sin Seckle. But, oh wait, before we get to the Chris Brown of it all, I'm sorry. I want to keep everything together. Before we get to the Chris Brown of it all, I did want to talk about Justin Bieber. Because I didn't expect Justin Bieber to speak out in regards to Diddy. Because a lot of people have speculated that Justin Bieber was a victim of Usher and Diddy. Okay? Sidebar. Does anyone else find it weird, especially with all the accusations around Diddy and Usher being a part of that world at some particular point? Does no one else find it creepy that Usher at his shows are feeding women cherries? It's almost not, well, it's now a ritual on, you know, part of his tour. But I find him like in this day and age, with everything that we've learned about Diddy and seeing what he's doing with these women, some that are in relationships, And what Usher's been accused of over the years. Remember, Usher's been accused of giving people STDs, allegedly, I'm going to say, because I don't know if that's ever been confirmed. I can't remember. I think it was mentioned in a lawsuit. Now I think it was mentioned in a lawsuit. So I've always, there's something about that. The same with Kanye walking around with Bianca Cerisi half naked and he's fully clothed. There's just something about that that doesn't sit right with me, but that's just me. I could be, you know, reaching. And some of you will say that I am. Well, stay tuned. The villain era is here. Speaking of the villain era, guys, tickets are now on sale for the Atlanta, Philly, and New York City shows. More information on both shows will be there. If you want to hear me talk the hot topics, reality TV recaps, and answer your questions, plus meet and greets are available. Get your tickets today. And for the New York City exclusively, there will be a live stream option. So if you can't make it to any of the cities or if I haven't come to your city, be sure to get that ticket today. Okay. More information on the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era tour will be available in the description. All right. Back to this. So Justin Bieber, according to People Magazine, has broken the silence on the Sean Diddy Combs ongoing S trafficking trial. The Peaches singer, 31, has largely remained quiet regarding his former friend and longtime collaborator, Sean Combs, September arrest following multiple SA and S trafficking accusations against him. However, Bieber's rep has now released a statement to confirm that he was not one of the Bad Boy Records founder's victims, which to me is the timing of this is interesting. Because is that because Justin Bieber's name is going to come up during the trial for some reason? I don't know. I found this to be interesting. I don't recall Justin Bieber being mentioned so far. I know Britney Spears was, Michael B. Jordan, Chris Brown. A few people were mentioned, but I don't recall Justin yet being mentioned. They said, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals. Okay, oh yeah. So there are individuals who are genuinely harmed by him, the spokesperson said in a statement obtained by People. Shifting focus away from this reality distracts from the justice these victims rightly deserve, the rep added. Combs' S trafficking trial, as you know, began on Monday, May 12, after the rap mogul was indicted in September on charges of S trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution, has pled not guilty. Okay. They said after Combs' arrest, a source told People in September that Bieber was focusing on his family after welcoming his son, Jack Blues, with his wife, Haley Baldwin Bieber, the month prior. Justin has been at these events looking real sad and depressed, and I'm worried for him. The insider said he's aware of Diddy's arrest and all the allegations. It's not anything that he wants to focus on, though. Okay. They said in March of last year, a clip of Combs hanging out with a 15-year-old Bieber resurfaced after the rapper's properties were raided as allegations against him mounted. In the video shared to Bieber's YouTube in 2009, the Love Yourself singer and Combs were in the midst of spending 48 hours together. And while the record producer refused to disclose what they were up to, they discussed the prospect of getting, quote, some girls. The clip opened with Combs showing Bieber his Lamborghini and offering him the car once he turned 16, as well as his mansion once the young star was 18. You ever see the movie 48 Hours? Right now, Justin is having 48 hours with Diddy, him, and his boy. They're having the time of their lives. Where we hanging out and what we're doing, we really can't disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream, he said in the video. For the next 48 hours, he's with me, and we're going to go full, buck full crazy, Combs told the camera elsewhere in the clip before asking Bieber what he was looking to do during their time together. Let's just go get some girls, Bieber said as Combs replied. Man after my heart, that's what I'm talking about. Here's the thing. Some of these old footage that show up in regards to Diddy, it's some weird conversation and weirdo behavior. But Justin Bieber's coming out now and saying that no, nothing ever happened to him from Diddy. I think the timing of this is quite interesting, though. Or maybe he's just finally fed up and decided to release a statement. I don't know. All right. Speaking of Justin Bieber, we got to talk about Chris Brown. Chris Brown was arrested in Manchester, United Kingdom, this past week after recently posting Free Tory. Now he is now being detained in the UK until his court date on June 13th. He's there because of the Breezy Bowl Stadium tour after his huge success with South Africa. Selling out that stadium twice, he decided to launch his own stadium tour. And look, anytime you try to root for Chris Brown to be focused just on work, he always gets himself in trouble. Because I just recently saw a lawyer say, like, why would you go back to the UK knowing that you have an open warrant? Chris Brown has been charged with one count of grievous bodily harm in response to him allegedly smashing a tequila bottle over a music producer's head in 2023. He was expected to appear at the Manchester's Magistrates Court at 10 a.m. on Friday, the Metropolitan Police confirmed. Adele Kelly, the Deputy Chief Crown Prosecutor for CPS London North, also confirmed his charge and reminded anyone interested in the proceedings are, quote, active and that he has the right to a fair trial. She also requested people refrain from sharing commentary or information online, which could in any way prejudice these proceedings. TMZ reported the news Thursday that the Forever singer was arrested not long after he touched down in Manchester, England, via his private plane. He was taken into custody at his hotel in Manchester. Police say that the arrest and subsequent charge stem from an incident that went down at Tape Nightclub in the Mayfair section of London on February 19th, 2023. Mind you, once you are traveling abroad, your passport is now all computerized. So they know when you've gotten into their country. So this is definitely not smart. Like, who's your team? Who's your legal team? Brown allegedly attacked music producer Abe Dia with a bottle of Don Julio 1942 tequila several times before further roughing him up. And I believe this was caught on camera. Dia sued Brown the same year over the incident, claiming that he ended up in the hospital after the singer physically assaulted him with, quote, crushing blows and stomped on his motionless body as he was passed out on the floor. Mind you, this is not the first time that we've heard of Chris Brown beating someone. Well, I mean, outside of, you know, women, but like him and other people beating people up. After Brown's arrest, Dia's attorney, Ryan Dainstrad, reminded TMZ his client's injuries from the altercations were, quote, serious, adding, we are pursuing all legal remedies to hold him accountable. TMZ reached out to reps for the star following his arrest and formal charge. So far, no word back. Brown has two concerts scheduled in Manchester in June as a part of his Breezy Bowl World Tour. So far, they're still on. Well, his His dates for the Breezy Bowl in Manchester starts on June 15th. In this update, Chris Brown will remain in police custody following his UK arrest and grievous bodily harm charge. The judge ruled Friday, per Reuters. His next appearance will be on June 13th at London Southwark Crown Court. Lord, Chris, just never, you can never stay out of trouble. But again, why would you be going to London when you know you have these warrants? Or why is your team not double checking to make sure you, especially with a client like Chris Brown, let's just make sure you don't have any warrants in any of these countries that you're about to be touring in. And this is not a good look for him, because then this is part of the reason why people say Chris Brown, he misses out on opportunities like the halftime show. No one doubts the fact that Chris Brown is talented, but these are the things. He's a liability. He's a legal liability, because this is in 2023. You're fighting and you get into this trouble. Now, promoters do not want to promote a show that's coming up days before. Now you're detained. That is a loss. Yes, there's insurance and things like that, but no one wants to do that, knowing that this person, no one wants to work with someone that they feel might get into trouble. I thought all this trouble was far behind him, but apparently not. So that's the update when it comes to Chris Brown. Okay. Speaking of violence, I'm sorry, no segue possible, but we've got to talk about Halle Bailey. She was granted sole legal custody of their child that she shares with DDG, YouTube star, rapper. I have never heard a song. I've only even know of this man because of Halle Bailey. And some people might say, this is why we can't forgive you, Halle. So Halle accused DDG. We did a separate video about this on our YouTube channel. Halle accused DDG of emotional abuse, physical abuse, and financial abuse. I'm very interested in regards to what that was. And she claims after they broke up, he still has been abusive towards her. So she's now been granted a restraining order and sole legal custody of their son. I'm not surprised by that. I saw a lot of you hitting me up after I did my report on that. I was like, yeah, that's normal. That will be, because she's accusing him of being abusive and in front of their child. So that will be temporary until they go to court in June. Halle, I wish you the best. This is why I always say, be mindful of who you decide to have children with, because this is someone you're going to have to co-parent with for at least the next 18 years. But I feel for her, because this situation is, who knew that this guy was like this? Like, I was actually kind of, like, I know nothing about DDG, but I thought he was at least decent, to the point where, you know, he loves his son. He's always sharing his son on social media, even when she doesn't want him to. But I didn't expect for her to accuse him of abuse and going into her home when she's not there and taking photos of her bed and saying, and accusing her of not cheating, because they weren't together, but sleeping with someone else. This is where Diddy begins. This is the person now. This is where it begins. If it's not checked immediately, you get what I'm saying? There was a point where Diddy was just like this, where it was just like that. He didn't have power. He just was abusive. Remember, if you've seen any of our videos and our coverage of the Diddy of it all, a lot of this stems back to his Howard days of being abusive with Kim Porter. There are accusations of abuse. So please understand, I don't know why people think that it was exclusively to Cassie. No, this is where it all begins. And this is, if DDG doesn't get it checked now, please understand, you give him any more power. I see his fellow Twitchers are supporting him and saying, oh, Halle is terrible and blah, blah, blah. Like, and I seen a meme where they're saying, what did they say? Cassie stayed, Chloe left. And y'all mad at both of them. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. It's true. And this is why people just have to say F social media. I don't care what you guys say or believe about me, my life, and what I'm doing. I have a life that I have to protect and take care of. Not just my own, but a child. So look, at this point, we stand with Cassie. We stand with Halle Bailey. Let the legal process do what it needs to do. again, she cast Hallie did post receipts in her request for a restraining order of those abuse allegations. So then there's that. And I always remind you, when I've been covering the Cassie case this week, I forgot the name of that. I need to look it up because I've talked about it before in regards to the Netflix docuseries that I watched where, what's it called? Something X. Oh, I can't remember. It's okay. But to me, what stood out in regards to that series on Netflix was the fact that our domestic violence laws in this country do not protect anyone. And because of their failure to protect these individuals, people have died. If some of these laws really did do what they were supposed to do and protect people, it could have prevented future victims and future deaths. So literally, you see that in the Netflix documentary. It's something, I forgot what it's called. What is it? Hold on, let me look it up. Netflix X. Let me see, what is it called? Worst Ex Ever. There we go. It's a true crime docuseries. Worst Ex Ever. And let me tell you, it's not just men. It's a mix of men and women. Some of these stories were crazy. I'm surprised I watched it because, you know, I don't really like to watch too much dark stuff, especially if it's real. It's one thing to watch Sinners. I still need to do my Sinners recap. Stay tuned for that, guys. I don't know if I'll get to it today, but maybe this weekend I'll get to it. But no promises. I'm full on in the ditty of it all. But maybe I'll do that for our Club Kempire members. Yes, guys. Don't forget, you can join our Club Kempire. Try it out for 3 days and for free. And join. It's one of our paid Apple Podcast subscriptions. You can subscribe via the app or via their website. Anyway, that is your weekend update. I think I've covered everything that I wanted to cover. But stay tuned for more here on the podcast. As always, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Get into everything that we discussed today.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give the Kempire 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And as always, for more information on everything Kempire Radio Network, head on over to KempireRadio.com.